are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Well, it looks like researchers have found the world's oldest bra. They said they actually found four middle-aged bras in a castle. So either that means women had eight breasts back then, or women wore bras much, you know, further into history than we once believed. Personally, I never thought about the subject much. I guess researchers have thought that bras were only about 100 years old, maybe a little bit more than that. Really? Didn't women have breasts since the beginning? Oh, and with breastfeeding and all that, I mean, wouldn't it have hurt? I didn't realize that, but I guess people thought that women's underwear, especially the underwear of today, was designed about 100 plus years ago, and, you know, prior to that, they just let it hang loose. So they believe that 600 years ago, women wore bras. And I'm looking at this. I actually posted it on my Facebook page. It looks like a bra. Some of them have designs on them. They're made of linen. The archaeologists had actually found these a few years ago. But I guess it didn't come forward in the news until today. Let me see. Why? Oh, the archaeologist's name is Beatrix Nuts. Yeah. Yep. They believe that the bra came first, then followed by the corset, and then followed by the reinvented bra. The reinvented bra, then they start to stick metal and underwire, and it's really uncomfortable. If you look at the 600-year-old bra, it looks so comfortable, it looks practical, and it's actually kind of sexy. For a bra, right? All right. They say, let me see here. They are going to carbon date them, right? Because I know everybody's all excited about this. They say the university said the four bras were among more than 2,700 textile fragments, some linen, others linen combined with cotton, that were found intermixed with dirt, wood, straw, and pieces of leather. They have distinct cups, two broad shoulder straps. No, I probably wouldn't fit. It kind of looks like the size of my training bra used to be. But remember, women were smaller then. Two broad shoulder straps, possible back strap. The lingerie was decorated with lace and other ornamentation. It was probably bedazzled to please their suitor. Now, it looks like a pair of panties was found, but that was for men. From what we understand, women did not wear panties back then. I wonder what they did during their period, but they said the undergarment that they found was actually a man's. And if you scroll to it, it looks like a pair of panties. But they say women did not wear anything under their flowing skirts. I sincerely doubt that. All right. They had to have put something in there, a towel. I don't know. Honestly, yeah. Didn't they have chastity belts back then? Of course they wore something. Anyway, there are medieval drawings. Where am I getting this from? I'm getting this from Fox News. They said there are medieval drawings where you see a man and a woman fighting over a pair of underpants, and that's supposed to be a symbolic battle to see who wears the trousers in the family. Hey, that's what they say. Underpants was considered a symbol of male dominance and power. So, all right, pretty cool. Women's underwear. Yeah, see, I need things functional. You know, I think probably my favorite bra would be the Playtex 18 to 36 hour bra, because those are my days. My days could be anywhere from 18 to 36 hours. And so I need something practical. I know Victoria's Secret has some beautiful lines. Fredericks of Hollywood does. But I mean, those bras are only made to be worn for the few minutes you put them on and then they get taken right off. All right. Those bras are not to be worn, when you're, working in the trenches type of thing. So, yes, doing radio is working in the trenches, dealing with the kids, at the office, speeding, trying to avoid getting tickets. You need a bra that's functional. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Earth-shattering news we're going to talk about is how people who wear flip-flops may have foot problems. Well, duh, flip-flops don't give much support. We'll talk about that. Apparently, the Look Who's Talking 2 movie, where you see the sperm racing to get to the egg, isn't that all untrue? They found that sperm have huge DNA differences. And it takes, which makes, again, sense. I don't see how this is earth-shattering. It makes sense that the strongest sperm makes it through. So we'll talk about why sperm is always kind of fun to talk about. Also, it looks like another study proves that ADHD medications are safe. They did a study in monkeys, and they said if you do take it long term, it's overall safe. It's overall safe in monkeys. And more news that we have to eat our oily fish, because our oily fish helps protect our prostates. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls and your emails. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget, Android users, we got an Android app. Yeah, see, you can't say I got a app. It's an app, and it's an Android app. It's free. Go to my website. You'll see my, you know, the little square. It has me sitting there waving. You click on that. You could download the Android app. Then you could get the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I know a lot of you are like, I'm too busy to listen to 3 hours. That's fine. That's fine. I'm too busy to speak for 3 hours, but I do it, don't I? Right? Do you see me, you know, wenching and moaning about a 3-hour show? You guys could download the stupid app and listen to it. Really? Come on. Yeah, what else do? I mean, you can listen to it at work, right? You can listen to it when you drive. Tell you, I'll get fired if people don't download the app. No, people are downloading it pretty good. I'm pretty excited about that. We've gotten some good feedback. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More earth-shattering news. They say stressful jobs make heart attacks more likely in women. Well, I'm sure men too, but this study only looked at women. And they say women who rate their jobs as highly demanding and stressful were at increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or dying. All right, then women don't rate it, okay? I have a very stressful job at work in my practice. I'm just not going to say it. Because according to the study, if you rated it, you were more likely to die. So don't rate it. Say it's all good. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is July 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1670.76, $835.38 for a half ounce, and $417.69 for a quarter ounce. $1670.76, $835.38, and $417.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now, for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So women who reported that their jobs were stressful were more likely to be at risk for heart disease. So we said prior to the break, just don't report it. If you don't report and say you left a job, all is good. Maybe you'll pass unscathed. But apparently, in this study, Dr. Michelle Albert and her colleagues at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston studied more than 22,000 women in the healthcare field, nurses, doctors, and other professionals who were part of that decade-long women's health study. The researchers asked women about the stressors in their jobs, including the pace, amount of work, demands, required skills, and control in decision-making, and they found that women who said their jobs were highly demanding and stressful were 38% more likely to have a heart problem than women who reported low job strain. I've always had stress. I mean, always. And I've done it to myself. I wanted to be an overachiever when I went through school. Wanted to be straight A's. Wanted to get a scholarship so I could go to college. I did it. Got a scholarship, could go to college because we couldn't afford to go to college. Went to medical school. You had to do well in medical school. You get kicked out. Then you make it to residency. You have to do well. You know, you're doing your 36-hour shifts as a medical student and a resident. Don't have to do those anymore, but still, it's nice to talk about them because, you know, I get a lot of sympathy for those. And then you had to start a practice, and you had to have kids, right? You have, you know, family and in-laws and your own family and stressors there. And then you have marriage, and then kids add more stress and then more work. And then now we're in a recession. And, you know, if this is saying I'm going to have a heart attack, God forbid, let me say my goodbyes now. Yeah, it's been wonderful working with y'all. But according to this study, I'm a goner. We have family history of heart disease. I know. I mean, thank God my cholesterol, my blood pressure are good, but still, that could change at a moment's notice. But, you know, it's all of us, men and women. I think if you polled all of us, men and women alike, we would probably say this is one of the most stressful times in our life, notwithstanding if any of us had to go through some major trauma in our lives, like a death in the family, etc. But if you look at the period of years, I would have to say, you know, despite all the deaths in my family and issues that we've had, this would fire, etc. This would probably be the most stressful, and it's never ending. I mean, it has been 4 years now. We're going on the fourth year, and it's going to take its toll. You know, I always talk to you all about, you know, don't sweat the little things. You know, don't sweat the little stuff because there's always bigger things to sweat. You know, and again, my husband and I had a talk again today about, you know, how we're going to handle end-of-month bills, and it wasn't a good talk. I mean, he and I are on the same page. You know, we both agree we don't have enough money for the bills. I mean, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. We're both working. We went to school. You know, we don't spend lavishly by any means. You know, when we go to the flip-flop, you know, article, you know, that's my main shoe. I could get my shoe footwear at Target, right? Get my clothes at Ross. I love it. I look good. I feel good. And I'm not spending a lot of money. I don't like to spend a lot of money because I've been poor. We've had then good years, and then now, boom, we're back to, you know, month to month. But it is so stressful. And I can't believe all the baloney I stressed over earlier when things were good. You know, I can't believe the stuff I would fight with my husband about. You know? So you can't stress the little things. So anyway, we know that job stress and job strain does take its toll. Lack of a job could be just as stressful. Many of you that are still out of work, I don't know how you deal with the stress. So they say stressed people are more likely to smoke, drink excessively, poor eating and sleeping habits. All of these are linked to heart problems. As long as you don't smoke, don't drink, and you still try to eat healthy, you know, and still try to take care of yourself. I mean, but still try to have some sort of fun. You know, make sure you're taking some sort of a break from the stress, and try not to let depression and anxiety kick in. Because depression and anxiety are huge. But I think a big problem is those of us that were able to find work in this recession are working at jobs that we hate. Or you're working at the same job, but since all your colleagues are, you know, have been fired, you're now doing the job of five people. And you always fear the risk of you losing your job yourself. Now, and we on the show, we always talk about ways to, you know, decrease stress. I think music is a good one. Dancing poorly to the music is always fun. I can't dance. It's the one thing I can't do. I know y'all think I'm a brilliant singer. But thank you for that. I am. But I can't dance. And, you know, one thing I try to do at work, you know, when I'm stressed is I try to, like, dance very poorly to music, especially rap. And my nurses, they're like, oh, please, please don't do it. And that to me, that to me is the best part of it all. Right. Seeing my staff just say, no, just no more dancing, please. No more dancing. So, you know, just little things, you know, pop in like one of my favorite, stand up comedies that I haven't been able to watch. I was just talking about this the other day. I need to find it. Was Eddie Murphy's Delirious. Now, I mean, it is written with dirty words, and I mean, the content is definitely not for kids, and I don't even think a lot of us adults should be listening to it. But I bought it years ago because I knew that if I had a bad day, I could throw that into the VCR and it would cheer me up. And then, of course, VCRs went out, and I'm stuck with a tape. So I got to get the DVD for it. I think I also got it in DVD form. I think I bought a DVD form of it years ago for like $8. I just can't find it, which is stressful in itself. But, you know, have, like, your favorite movie, your favorite song, something that you could just play when you know that you're about to have a BF. And and I know a lot of us, we want to have our BF. We want to, you know, complain and moan, and we want to stew. We feel better with the stewing, but don't do it, right? Because when you're like that, you also fight with your family. I know some days I just want to lay into my husband, and that is the only thing that sounds good, even if he didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm just like, you want to know what? I am just waiting for it. If he does this, I am waiting for it. And some of us do that. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I want to be honest with you all. Some days when I have a bad day, you know, I don't want to lay into the kids because I already feel guilty that I'm not with them, you know, and I don't want them to leave me, you know, but my husband, for some reason, he just seems, because he's a cuddly teddy bear, sometimes I just want to rip him a new one. Okay, when you feel that way, that's when I want you to either, like, take a hot shower, take a bubble bath, go for a jog, play one of your favorite comedies, you know, play, and again, have it fast forwarded. That's the only problem with VCRs. You could already have it fast forwarded to that spot. With DVDs, a lot of times you got to start back from the beginning and wait with the previews. But, you know, have that clip right then and there to just kind of, and, you know, giggle and go, you know, really, do I really have to be mad about this? And then when all else fails, you take an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety. Remember, we revolve around pills. All right, this is the Dr. Talia Show. I go for the pills. See, I didn't say go for the booze. No, I'm not allowed to tell you. Even though it's a medical show, no, I can't tell you to drink. I can tell you to pop a pill. I can't tell you to drink. All right, so, I know many of you are in shock with this whole flip-flop thing. Oh, no, flip-flops are bad for the feet? Yes. Absolutely flip-flop. 78% of adults 21 or older have experienced one or more foot problems in their lives. Now, why didn't I come up with a better transition from women dying of heart disease from their jobs and flip-flops? Well, here's the transition. Oh, maybe I don't have a good transition. Yeah, that causes stress. Bad feet causes stress. Bad feet causes bad knees. Bad knees cause bad hips. Bad hips cause a bad back. Knee bone is connected to the thigh bone. Remember that, all right? What knee bone? I don't know, the patella. All right, I don't know where they came up with that song. Knee bone connected to the thigh bone. Anyway, foot pain, I think we completely neglect our feet. Yeah, we may get a little mani-pedi, right? We may put a little nail polish on. Men may come in and get their toenail fungus taken care of. But this, by the way, when did we go from thong to flip-flop? In the 80s, didn't we call them thongs? Yeah, I remember my husband was always laughing. I go, I can't find my thongs. I need my thongs, or I'm missing a thong. You know, and he's like, you mean flip-flop? We always called them thongs, but I guess they call them flip-flops now because now women wear thongs as underwear. So you didn't have thongs a long time ago, or did you? Maybe just in the strip clubs. Now women just regularly wear thongs as underwear. I don't see what the point is. It doesn't cover anything. Your butt cheeks are hanging out. No, Dr. Dolly is not a fan of thongs. I mean, if my butt was smaller, I could see myself don one of those. But, the purpose of wearing underwear is to cover up your parts. And if the thong doesn't cover, what are you wearing it for? People actively, that's what they wear to work. That's just, they wear thongs. Okay. So anyway, but let's go to flip-flops. We're talking about feet. Our bodies were designed to walk on sand, walk on earth, not asphalt, not concrete. And so obviously, and I know this is earth-shattering news here, this is from the National Foot Health Assessment 2012. I guess they have to assess our feet nationally. Doesn't provide enough support. So I want you guys getting good support, and not just any tennis shoes. Have your doctor take a look at your shoes. They could see by the way your shoes are wearing down what you need with your feet, and many times you need orthotics. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, Android users, we got a free Dr. Dolly app that you can download on your Droid. Go to my website. Go to my website. I'm working on it. I'm getting better, right? Getting better. Does iPhone have a jingle? iPhone. They should do that. iPhone. Yeah, they should. They should, like, J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH, no. See, I think that's brilliant because you see, my kids even sing it. They don't even know what J.D. Wentworth does. But there's a J.D. Hayworth. He was a congressman and a radio host. J.D. Wentworth, they just do that song. See, you need a jingle. You have to have a jingle. I love jingles. I know Dr. Dolly Show needs a jingle. And I'll have Donovan working on it. By the way, Donovan's been the one working on the dials, and I know he rocks. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to all my affiliates who have been tuning in. And big thanks to all of you all, all of you guys that have been listening. All right, so what's going on here? There's a Pennsylvania mom who allegedly changed her children's grades. Did you guys hear about this? She's in big trouble. After logging into a school computer, I think she's done it over 100 times, she used passwords obtained when she worked in the district. Now, Catherine Venusto used the Northwestern Lee High School District Superintendent's password to change the grades. She was arraigned this week on half a dozen felony counts and released on bail. They say she was charged. She changed a failing grade to a medical exemption for her daughter in 2010 when she was still a district secretary. She also is accused of bumping one of her son's grades from a 98% to a 99%. But she did this over 100 times. State police say she admitted changing the grades, but she said she didn't think the actions were unethical or illegal. Oh, she thought it was unethical, but she didn't think it was illegal. She is not available for comment. All right, from Pennsylvania. Really? You know, it was funny. You know, my kids are out of school now, right, because it's summer break. And so I was watching the news when I heard the story. And, you know, my kids were laughing. And I go, would you want your mama to do that? Change your grades? And I expected to go, yeah, mom, yeah. And one of them said, no. No, I want the grades that I earn. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, my baby is so mature. Yeah, I never wanted to cheat for my grade. I wanted to know that my grade was what it was. You know, if I got that A, it's because I got that A. Yes, I would make these little cheat sheets for guys I liked in school, but I didn't use them myself. I didn't need to. I mean, I had the stuff memorized. I was just one of those geeky super students. But I was, one of my gifts was I was able to make amazing cheat sheets. We've talked about that. I could just, you know, I could put 200 vocabulary words on a little 2x2 piece of paper. It was brilliant. I don't even think I could do it now as a 41-year-old, what I could do when I was 16. But, I mean, you know, what's this mom thinking? And of course, you know, the mom takes the kids with her. You know, you don't take the kids down with you. And I don't know why. Was she trying to get her kids into Harvard? What was she doing? I mean, with the grade, the 98% to 99, she probably was already in there. So she's like, oh, I might as well. But don't you think somebody would figure that out? Ah, crazy. Honestly, with computers. All right. So not mom of the year by any way. All right. Well, let's see what these sperm of the days can do. Apparently, the Look Who's Talking movie, where they show the sperm going, yee-haw, you know, as they're trying to make it to the egg in the beginning, is more accurate than we think. All right? They say sperm cells from the same man have big genetic differences. They say scientists have obtained genetic blueprints of almost 100 sperm from a single individual. They say the results confirm what scientists already know, that every sperm is different because of the way their inherited DNA is shuffled. Well, that makes sense, you know. I told you one of the things my son said to me is he came up to me one day and he goes, Mom, I must have been the best swimmer. And I go, are you talking about in the meet last week? You know, I mean, baby, you're always the best to me, but you didn't win. He's like, no. The best swimmer in your tummy. Because I was the one that made it to the egg. Now, the older son, of course, you know, because here I'm about to have a you know, this beautiful kind of, oh, hug your mama. That was just so cute. You know, my baby was a best swimmer. Of course, the older son had to ruin the moment by saying, actually, I beat you to mom's egg first. And I'm like, no, that was a different swim meet. Okay. Brock's swim meet was 2 years and 8 months later. But actually, 2 years later. We won't go into details. So we know that the sperm that makes it through, I mean, the sperm that just kind of sit there and goes in circles, you know, the twirler sperms, they don't really go anywhere. All right. So the process known as recombination, it mixes up genes passed down from the man's mother and the man's father. And this increases genetic diversity. So each sperm you have comes from your mom and your dad. I know this is really turning people off to sex tonight, huh? Yeah. Each of the 91 sperm showed an average of 23 recombination or mixing events. But individual sperm, they say, varied greatly in a way they experienced spontaneous genetic mutations. Every sperm contained between 25 and 36 new mutations not seen in any other body cells. I don't know who sat there and counted, but he sure, you know, if he had a headache, I wouldn't be surprised. They say two sperm were found to be missing entire chromosomes. And the chromosomes are your packages of DNA. So my guess is if those sperm met up with the egg, the pregnancy wouldn't be viable. The cells were donated by a 40-year-old man who had nothing better to do. He had healthy offspring and a normally functioning sperm. Good for him. All right. So they're very, very happy. I wonder what they paid him. Oh, no, he volunteered and donated. See, isn't that a nice way of saying, you know, yes, he donated his sperm. You're like, okay, wait, donated? Like as in charity or did he go into the room, you know, with the magazine? And yeah, he went into the room with the magazine. All right. They say now we can look at a particular individual, make some calls about what they would likely contribute genetically to an embryo. Oh, no, no, no. I don't like that. I don't like that. And perhaps even diagnose or detect potential problems. Ooh, see, that's a tough one. I know there's a lot of ethical issues here. You know, pick your sperm. Yeah, I don't know if we should mess with nature like that, you know? All right. Dahlia, which sperm of your husband's do you want? Well, that one looks like a nice fresh cut. What about this one? This one, has that been around for a while? That one looks nice and fresh. Let's do that one. No, I don't know. That kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. They say genetically sequencing sperm could provide a new kind of early detection system to identify men who may have trouble conceiving. Most cells in the human body have two copies each of 23 chromosomes. Write that down. That's going to be on the pop quiz when we do a pop quiz. Okay? Yeah. You have two copies each of 23 chromosomes. So you have 46 chromosomes altogether containing DNA from each parent. However, sperm in men and eggs in women only have single copies. Why? Because they have to combine with the other to make them the 46. You get that? Sperm only has 23, an egg only has 23, but all other cells in the body, most other cells, we have 46 combined. Recombination occurs before the chromosomes are partitioned during the process of meiosis. Remember the cell breaking apart? Remember when the cell divides? Right? And you see the black nucleus in the cell. The cell divides and then each cell gets a new, where it divides, it's called meiosis. And also, there's also mitosis too. Chromosomes line up along the midsection of the cell. Portions of the chromosome pairs may then be randomly swapped. So, it's kind of like one of those dances, you know, where you line up, right? And then you kind of do-si-do. Have any of you guys square danced or line danced? Yeah, that's how I look at genetic recombination. It's like a line dance. Right? Except, but probably more like a square dance where you swap your partners. Yeah, do-si-doing, that's some other genetically recombination swapping issue either. But that we'll talk about another time. They say this generates more genetic variation that would be possible if only intact chromosomes were segregated into reproductive cells. It helps ensure that a baby inherits a blend of DNA from all four of her grandparents. Yeah, so if you dislike your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, tough. All right, because of this whole meiosis stuff, your kids got your in-laws in them. Whether you like it or not, they got them. All right. Now, this is also why we don't like incest, because you want as much genetic variability as you can with your child. Now, I know some of you are like, well, my genes and my family are good. We all have good grades, good sports. We're all good in sports. We're athletic. You know, we're damn good looking. Yeah, I know. But you still want the mix-up and the recombination. Otherwise, the kids look funny. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is supporting this hour of the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. This is a very sad case. You guys heard about this little boy, 12-year-old boy, who was sent home from the ER. And this wasn't in Europe. I mean, we always hear about these cases in Europe where kids are sent home from the ER, told all they have is a stomach bug, and they end up dying a few days later. Well, this happened in our own country. NYU Langone Medical Center has now announced they're going to do significant changes to their ER after they sent home a boy who ended up going into septic shock and dying. Rory Staunton, 12-year-old boy, had taken a dive in a basketball court to try to catch the ball, and he cut himself. All right. He ended up getting a fever. Parents took him to the hospital, and he had a fever. He had some high white blood cells. White blood cells are a sign of infection. And from what we understand, he was sent home. Parents thought, well, maybe he had a fever because he, maybe he had a stomach bug, etc. And then he didn't get better from what we understand, brought back in, he went into septic shock and died. And all he did was cut his arm while diving for a basketball in a school gym. just a couple hours or just a couple days before. Now, what the heck went wrong and how could we prevent something like this? And you hear stories all the time, especially from my patients. The hospital sent me home. I mean, in fact, my patient today comes in with abdominal pain, pretty severe abdominal pain, that kind of works itself up, gets really, really strong, and then subsides. So it sounds colicky. And I go, it sounds like you're passing some sort of a stone. He's like, yeah, but I'm having pain kind of on the left side. I go, well, you were in the hospital. Did they scan you? He said, no. I was curled up in pain. I was in a ball, rolled up in pain. All they did was some blood work, and they sent me home. And I go, well, to heck with that. I'm going to, you know, I'll order an ultrasound. If that doesn't work, I'll run a CAT scan. Well, it turns out he has a 2-centimeter stone he was trying to pass. 2 centimeters? That's huge. For a gallstone? All right? I passed a 1-centimeter kidney stone, and I thought I was going to die. I can't imagine twice that. Why isn't the ER keeping you and running tests? Well, Dr. Guy, that's the problem with healthcare. You know, you doctors are running too many tests. That's what Obamacare wants. They want you to, you know, run less tests. They do. They do. I mean, this kid was obviously kicked out of the ER. I don't know how he could have been kicked out of the ER with a fever and a white count. You know, even if you don't know where the fever came from. Let's say you don't think it's appendicitis. You don't think it's an upper respiratory infection. You don't think it's a stomach bug. You don't think it's a bladder infection. Sometimes you admit these kids with the diagnosis of fever of unknown origin. It's called FUO, fever of unknown origin. And just keep them and watch them. I mean, even when I was in the ER, I wouldn't send these people home. I would then keep them in the ER and watch them if the admitting doctor didn't want to keep them. Why are they sending them home? Well, we know ERs are getting pressured more and more these days to, you know, stabilize and ship. Now, I mean, you know, that's what I suggested for the illegal immigrants, you know, stabilize and ship. But, you know, no, they're also doing it for us here. I mean, they're U.S. citizens, which, you know, fine, treat everybody the same. But don't ship if they're not stable. A kid with a fever and a high white count, what we understand, this white count was 3 times normal. Now, remember, white counts, white blood cells fight infection. So when you see a high white blood cell count, it signifies your body's pumping up a bunch of white blood cells because it wants to fight a pretty deep infection. It could also signify leukemia as well. But, you know, for a child that's abnormal, you know, and then all of a sudden it goes quickly, even though, yeah, it could be acute leukemia. I don't want to go there. Just, you know, for this conversation right now, a jump in a white count like that, and let's say normal anywhere between 4 and 10 roughly. So let's say his white count is close to 30. That's scary. If the white count's in the 20s, something's up. Something's up. Keep them and watch them. No, with healthcare, not with this. Now, I don't know what the parents' insurance situation was. You know, a lot of doctors do get intimidated by parents' financial and insurance situation. I tell the medical students, do not be intimidated by that. Don't let that change your thinking. You treat everybody the same, right? We take the Hippocratic Oath. Not that we would give preference to somebody with insurance, but many times, if a person doesn't have insurance, we want to save them money. So we won't force them to stay in the hospital. They'll tell us, look, I don't have, you know, I need this costing as little as possible. So you want to help them so you don't order the test. But no, it doesn't matter. You need to ignore that part of the chart. Whatever you think that person needs, whatever your gut is telling you to do, you do. Yes, it's going to cost money. But remember, they're not going to you to price shop for a flower vase. They're going to you to save the child's life. Now, they may not think it's a life-threatening situation. The kid has a fever. He's not feeling that well. Lots of kids get fevers. Lots of kids get colds. But you don't assume anything is an easy patient or an easy case. You don't think anything is, you know, you don't just blow something off because you think it's benign. You have to use your spidey sense. And if you don't have spidey sense, then do more training until you get that spidey sense. Now, I don't know what the ER is going to do in terms of this. I mean, it sounds to me like somebody really didn't look at that white blood cell count as seriously as they should have. But remember, we're also playing Monday morning quarterback right now. It's very easy for us to say, oh my gosh, if he had a white count close to 20, they should have kept him. Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that have high white counts that we do watch at home. But what septic shock? So what happened to him? Well, when the infection gets so bad, you know, your body's autonomic system, and a lot of times your body's automatic procedures that it does starts to kind of lose its momentum, and your blood pressure can start to drop when you go into shock. And when your blood pressure drops and you go into shock, you start losing blood flow to certain parts of your body. Your kidneys could fail, and then you end up going into multi-organ failure, and a lot of times you die. And not only is it the fever and it's the high white blood cell count, the high white blood cells, but your bacteria also, bacteria release toxins. And if you have bacteria that's multiplying to a degree that you can't quell it, you end up going into what we call sepsis. And the sepsis, where you have an infection that spreads to the blood, which probably what happened, he was cut on his arm. The infection must have grown to the point where it spread to the blood. Now it's in the bloodstream. The blood vessels don't like it. The body doesn't like it. The body doesn't react. Blood pressure starts to drop. You could go into septic shock, multi-organ failure, and then die. So my suggestion to you is like what my patient did, and luckily he was able to do this. He was sent home with abdominal pain without them running any tests. Now remember, ERs are getting penalized if they run tests that turn out to be normal. So you're going to now notice that less tests are going to, and yes, he had great insurance. He had good insurance, but the ER doc did not order the test, and he was rolled up in a ball with abdominal pain. I don't know why. I don't know who's practicing emergency medicine over there. It scares me. And it's not a hospital I usually work with either. But they sent him home. He was in pretty severe abdominal pain. So he comes to me. And I'm like, well, I'm going to order the test. I don't care. You know, yes, I'll probably be eventually dropped from insurance companies with the way healthcare reform is going. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they want doctors that don't order tests. But I mean, this guy was trying to pass a 2-centimeter gallstone. You could get ascending cholangitis, an infection that goes up these ducts that then affect the liver, affect the gallbladder, could put you into an infection, and then, yes, you could go into sepsis, and you could go into septic shock, and, yes, you could die from a gallstone. So I'm just shocked. Lastly, monkey studies suggest that long-term use of ADHD drugs are safe, no behavioral problems, and no risk of drug abuse. I still don't see cardiac data in this study, but at least we know monkeys are doing good. ADD monkeys are doing good. All right, guys, don't go away, and don't forget to download that Android app while on break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.